This is Akashvani. The news read by Kiran Jha. India today welcomed the reports of a ceasefire between Iran and Israel and the role played by the US and Qatar. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs has reiterated that there is no alternative to dialogue and diplomacy to address and resolve the multiple conflicts in the region. The ministry said India stands ready to play its part in these efforts and hopes that all concerned parties will work towards sustained peace and stability. It added that New Delhi remains deeply concerned about the prospects for overall and sustained regional security and stability. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump has lashed out at Israel and Iran, accusing both sides of violating the ceasefire. The president said he had told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to call back Israeli planes that were headed towards Iran. Trump warned Israel not to drop bombs on Iran. He also stated that the United States is not seeking regime change in Iran following the conflict with Israel.
As soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I'd never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel. When I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either.
Meanwhile, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said in a statement that it has halted further strikes on Iran following a call between Prime Minister Netanyahu and US President Trump. The ceasefire between Israel and Iran unraveled within hours of its announcement as both sides launched fresh attacks and accused each other of violations. A total of 286 evacuees, including 3 Sri Lankans and 2 Nepalese citizens, arrived at Delhi Airport from Iran this afternoon after the Operation Sindhu. Union Minister of State for External Affairs, Pavitra Margarita, said that the government is committed to providing all kinds of help and assistance to the evacuees. He said this is the 11th batch coming from Iran, and so far 2,580 evacuees have arrived in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today affirmed that India has made it evident that no shelter is safe for terrorists who spill the blood of Indians, referring to Operation Sindoor. He added that the world has recently witnessed the strength of India, as Operation clearly demonstrated New Delhi's firm and uncompromising policy against terrorism on the global stage. Mr. Modi stated this during the centenary celebrations of the historic conversation between two of India's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayan Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, held in New Delhi.
Hamari senaon ne Bharat mein bane hathiyaron se dushman ko 22 minute mein ghutne tekne ke liye majboor kar diya. Mujhe vishwas hai aane wale samay mein made in India hathiyaron ka danka puri duniya mein bajega.
Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has carried out comprehensive surveillance at major airports, including Delhi and Mumbai. The surveillance revealed multiple deficiencies across the country's aviation ecosystem. Two teams led by Joint Director General carried out comprehensive surveillance during night and early morning hours at major airports. The surveillance covered multiple critical areas including flight operations, air traffic control, communication, navigation and surveillance system and pre-flight medical evaluations. India Meteorological Department has forecast favorable conditions for further advancement of monsoon into Punjab, Haryana and Rajasthan in next 2 days. Talking to Akashwani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jinhamani said that monsoon will reach Delhi and other areas in the subsequent in next 36 hours. In the Edison Tendulkar Cricket Trophy, play resumed after a short rain intervention in the second session of the fifth and final day of the opening test between India and England when reports last came. England were 229 for 2 in the second innings. For England, Ben Duckett completed this century after the lunch break after he was dropped by Jaiswal of Mohammad Siraj. And that is the end of the news bulletin.